This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark in for Cynthia Canty. It's a bird. It's a plane. Nope. It's a meteor or a fireball or space junk or something. Whatever it was bright and it lit up the night sky last night over Lake Michigan. Folks in Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, and Michigan all report seeing this something. But what is it? Mary Adams joins us now. She is the program director at the International Dark Sky Park in Emmett County. Mary, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
What was this thing?
Oh, well, that's the million-dollar question, right? With a fireball, an event like this, you can't always tell unless you find the object. And as you said, it went into Lake Michigan, so we may never find it.
Okay, so it goes into Lake Michigan. We have reports of folks seeing it. There is video of it. What happens now?
Well, I think there's a lot of conversation like you and I are having and a lot of people speculating about what could it be. So was it actually something that originated in the celestial environment? Was it space junk, which is our own stuff falling back on us? I have been looking at the videos, as I'm sure a lot of people have, and sometimes when you see the object exhibiting a certain color, you can tell what metals it was made up of.
Oh.
But I can't tell from the videos I'm seeing whether that's a filter on the camera that caught the shot or if it was actually the object itself.
Okay, can we tell from, you know, video, this is not mathematical up to me to be able to do, but can we tell from video or anything like that how large this piece of something was?
You know, I can't really answer that question. I'm not sure. When we see meteor showers, like take the Perseid meteor shower in August, sometimes the what look to us like falling stars, these trails of light that go through the skies, are caused by something that's not much larger than a grain of sand.
Mm.
But with a fireball, it's kind of ramped up from just a meteor that's falling. It seems to explode at the end of its journey, and so it really lights up. And that's quite a bit different than just a typical meteor or falling star, the way we describe it. So that's what makes it more thrilling, and a lot of people see it over a large region because there's this big flash of light.
And people could also hear it, no? Like there was some type of sonic boom that went along with it?
Some people reported that. Now, I have witnessed a fireball like that where you hear that sound, but I would not have described it as a sonic boom. I mean, I've heard crackling and fizzing as meteors go whizzing by. So I think that kind of an experience is not as unusual as we think, but what's unusual about this is when you get that big flash of light, and it's coming really without any expectation that something's going to happen. We're not close to the peak of a meteor shower right now. Some research shows, this is listed with the American Meteor Society, that when we are looking at what they call the anti-apex region of the sky, which is away from the point where we're orbiting around the sun, that this is when this kind of thing can happen. So remember in February of 2013, there was that big meteorite that exploded in Russia. I mean, it was the same time of year, but there's no clear identification about what is the source for this thing.
So how often, I mean, it sounds like some of this could be seasonal or have to do with atmospheric issues, but how often is it normal to just look in the sky and randomly see a big boom of light?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the key word there was random.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's hard to say normal because it's not a predictable thing. We can't necessarily say, all right, well, you can expect X number of fireballs this year. It's not like that. The scientists who do this research are still not completely aware of what's causing it. We do know with meteor showers that are connected to comets that come through our system regularly, we can predict when we will see falling stars, you know, meteors shooting through our atmosphere, so we can predict the Lyrid meteor shower in April or the Perseid mm-hmm. meteor shower in August. But with something like this kind of an event, there's no ability to predict it.
It's not like you're telling everyone listening right now to go sit outside tonight and look in the same direction
right.
at the same time.
No, although I would love to tell everybody to look outside at the sky tonight, because that's something I think we all need more of. But also to kind of maybe allay some of the sensation that goes around it. Oh my gosh, we had to be worried about a random strike. There has only been one person in recorded history ever hit by a meteorite, and that was a woman in Alabama in 1954. She was sitting on her couch, and this thing crashed through the roof and bounced off the television and hit her
oh my.
In the hip. Yeah, and that's only happened one time. But, of course, in 2013, people who rushed toward windows to look at this big flash of light when that meteorite came down in Russia, they were injured not by the object itself, but kind of the consequence of the boom. If we lived 1,000 years ago, we might interpret this as an omen and think that it's either in response to something that's already happened or in anticipation of something that's coming.
Well, helping to deepen the mystery, but really, really helping us trying to figure it out. Mary Adams is the program director at the International Dark Sky Park in Emmett County. Thanks so much, Mary.
Thanks for the conversation.